Welcome to Season 1, Episode 1, where the only thing that matters is P&L. In this episode, I want to talk about the stock market. The stock market consists of multiple instruments, such as equities, futures, currency, and options. I also want to discuss what the best times to trade are. So, for example, when is there the most liquidity? And I also want to look at some historical information on the stock market, where it started, its location, and interesting things to know. For example, we'll cover the open outcry. At the end of this episode, I want to give you a challenge. A challenge to go and use what we've learned today, some of the keywords and terminology, to go and look up some information for yourself. It's 1602. You've been a farmer your whole life. You've done some trading in the city. You've sold some goods, bought some goods, and now you have a lump sum of money in your pocket. You hear about this crazy thing called the Dutch East India Company, where they were selling paper shares from pioneer merchants' businesses that wanted to scale their business. So you thought this would be a great opportunity to figure out how to take a piece of those profits. So you head down to the Dutch East India Company and you ask them what shares are available to buy and sell. So they said, well, this company right here, they just sold 100 shares of their company for this amount of money last week. And their plans are this. And so you start to see a list of all the buy and sell prices. So you just say to yourself, how can I take advantage of this? How can I make the most positive P&L out of this opportunity? So you start looking at the historical price data and you say to yourself, okay, well, this company, the price has just been going up. So it's obviously in an upward trend. So you go ahead, you take some of that money out of your pocket and you buy one of those shares. And you wait about a month. And a month from then, you go back and you find out just last week, these shares sold for double what I bought it for. So you go and find somebody that will buy it at that price. And there you have a positive P&L. So now welcome to 2018. We're doing the exact same thing, except for on an electronic marketplace. We don't have to wait a month. We don't have to wait a week. We can do these things in milliseconds. All right, so we're in the modern market today, and there's about four options to invest that we can look at. And I'm going to make an episode more specifically about each option, but I want to go over them quickly. So we have shares of a company, so equities, we have currency, we have futures, and we have options, which you can trade options on most of these as well. So first, let's discuss shares of a company or equities. So if we think about a company, for example, Apple, if you buy one share of Apple for $100, you spend $100 of cash. If the price goes to $115 and you are able to sell, you've made $15 profit. So there's no leverage. It's a cash marketplace. And that's exactly what you're trading. Okay, so now let's talk about currency. Currency is a little bit different. It has a lot of leverage. You can use large amounts of money or small amounts of money. And what you're doing is you're trading these fractional movements in the currency. And each tick in the market is worth a certain amount of money, similar to futures. So currency, for example, you could trade the euro US dollar pair. So when you go to a different country and you swap your US dollars for euros and whatever that exchange price is, that's similar to what the market reflects. And oftentimes when you do that, you pay a little bit more to the person that's doing it for you. And so you don't get exactly what the live traded markets are. You usually pay a little bit more for convenience. So then you also have futures. So futures are, for example, commodities, market indices, and things like that. So for example, if we look at crude oil, corn, lumber, gold, the S&P 500, the Dow, those can be traded on the futures market. So those are similar to options, although how you actually execute trades on them, you have to have margin, which is a certain amount of money to reserve one option contract for a future. So for example, the S&P 500, some companies allow you to day trade one contract with $400 cash in your account. So if you have $800 in your cash in your account, you could potentially trade two contracts. So now you make profit and you lose money by ticks in the market. So for example, the S&P 500, each tick in that market is worth $12.50 per contract. And then you have options. So options give you some more leverage. They allow you to trade stocks, currencies, and futures, which futures are a form of options. But options allow you an amount of time to buy or sell at a certain price. So for example, if you bought an option on Apple to buy the shares at $100 and the price goes up to $115 and you execute that option and buy your shares at $100, you've technically made $15 again. Although options, the amount of shares that you control with options are a little bit more. So the leverage that it gives you is interesting to people. So let's take a break there and we'll get back to the open outcry. It's 1991. You just rolled into work in your Lamborghini Murcielago. Yeah, you got it. So you head into work, and you know where you work? You work in Chicago. And you're working in what they call the pits. The pits in the open outcry. And you don't have a yellow jacket on. You've got a nice colored jacket on. Because you are your own trader. You have a seat on the CME. You've made it. And you're doing great. So every day you get there about 6 a.m., maybe even earlier, and you stay there till about 4 p.m., and you're in the pit, all these guys sweaty, papers flying everywhere. You hear people yelling orders, screaming buy and sell. You're used to it. This doesn't faze you. When you see a trending up in the market, you're on it. There's guys on the phone talking to their investors. They're asking them, do you guys want to buy or sell? Buy or sell. And you know what the big boys are doing. You know what Goldman Sachs over there is doing. You know how much money they're pumping into crude oil or they're pumping into a certain stock. You've got most of it figured out. There's days where you've made a ton of money and there's days where you've lost a ton of money. But you love going to the pits. A lot of people say it's one of the stressful places you can go. And in early 2000s, they've almost completely gone from the open outcry, people running back and forth, throwing papers on the ground, writing things down, to all electronic. You don't even need a seat in the pit anymore to make trades. You can do it online from your phone, laptop. It's all electronic. But the open outcry was a pit where people would run like crazy in order to make sure their orders got filled, running back and forth to make sure they got near the guy that could fill their orders the quickest. It sounds like a stressful thing to do, and honestly, it probably is. And I don't think I would want to do it. Now we have technology where we can execute orders in milliseconds. If you think that was interesting, go and look up some sound bites from what it sounded like in the open outcry. Now, markets have certain times where it's better to trade. So, in terms of technical analysis, there's more volume. So, if you look at the stock market, the U.S. stock market, the best time to trade is between 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time until 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, that is what they call the cash hours. So, this is the time when most people are going to be trading and there's going to be the most volume. So that's cash hours, and then there's after hours. So after hours are basically all the times in between after those time, the cash hours. So I highly recommend trading during liquid times. So when there's the most volume, that's when I would look at the stock market. During the cash sessions. Futures have about the same thing, except they're open longer. So, futures markets are basically open from Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time until Friday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Every day of the week, it takes a 30-minute break, and that's it. So again, I want to focus on the times when there's the most volume. So futures have different times different markets open and close. So for example, the S&P 500 on the futures market matches the stock market cash hours. So the S&P 500 on the futures market opens at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Currencies are a little bit different. They're open almost 24 hours a day all the time. But depending on which currency pair you're trading, different parts of the world, different currencies will move. So for example, if you want to trade the Euro-USD, those will be trading during the European and the US market times. And if you want to trade the Australian dollar and the Swiss pair, you want to find out when those get the most liquidity. So look at the charts and find out where the most volume is. And that's the time when the most movement will happen. Okay, so we talked about some of the times that there's the most volume, but now we want to talk about the main sessions. So there's three main sessions. There's the US markets, the London markets, the European markets, and the Asian markets. Now there is a time where the London market and the US New York Exchange market cross over. They call this the NYLON, New York London session. And that is where the most volume in the entire world is. The Asian session occurs after these markets and overlap a little bit with the London. But where you're going to have the most volume at an instance is going to be around 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, where the London market and the New York market overlaps. So, what can we do with this information? Well, for a technical trader, we want to focus on when there's the most volume. The volume will help us identify how much something will move at a certain time. So for example, if we want to find out how far something will move, we know when to watch it for the highest probability of when it will do that. So in today's episode, we talked about stock market basics. We talked about where it came from, the idea and the concept, what are the instruments we can use in trade, what times are the best to trade, and now I want to offer you an exercise that will help you explore this a little bit more. So I would recommend heading over to finviz.com. FINVIZ.com, which is short for Financial Visualizations. And they have a stock screener on there. So I recommend you go ahead and head over there and you click on the stock screener and you, on the right side, do price over $10, do optionable and tradable on the right, and then search. And these will find you all the options or all the stocks that are optionable and shortable over $10. And then if you want to sort it by volume or by market cap, that will help you find which options or which equities are the most liquid. So try that out. If you have any questions, shoot me a message on Anchor or on Instagram or Twitter. And I look forward to your questions. And in next episode,